Last week, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan appointed the 21-year veteran the new chief of police. Cox takes over from the retired Stephen Krokoff. As second-in-command under Krokoff, he was part of the team that transformed the APD and pursued stronger relations via community policing. He served as the acting chief for the past several months.
I grew up in the city. I owned my first house here in the city of Albany.
The Albany Common Council must approve the mayor's selection. Cox is well known to the community, but faces a little bump in the road. He doesn't live within city limits, one of the requirements to be chief. There's a request in for a limited exemption that would allow his family to continue to live in Colony until his eldest son, a high school junior, graduates. Councilmember Leah Golby represents the city's 10th ward.
The police chief appointment has been referred to the Public Safety Committee. We will be holding a Public Safety Committee meeting on July 7th in the Common Council chambers to discuss the mayor's appointment of Brendan Cox to the position of police chief, and I'm looking forward to that meeting. The public is welcome, and the police chief will be there to talk about his vision and answer our questions.
The confirmation requires a majority of all members, or 8 votes. WAMC reached out to the panel. Those who responded say they're supporting Cox. In emails, 6th Ward Councilmember Richard Conti said Cox is, quote, well-suited to move the department forward in a positive direction that will continue to make the APD a model of progressive policing and law enforcement. Jack Flynn, who represents the 8th Ward, wrote, Chief Cox's current residence is actually closer to headquarters than the previous 4 chiefs. He has the experience, education, City of Albany mentality to be our next chief. He has responded to citizen concerns and doesn't hide behind the issues that the city faces. 4th Ward Councilman Kelly Kimbrough, himself a former police officer, calls Cox's ascension in the ranks a logical progression.
As for the waiver, I mean, he's been here long enough, been committed to the city long enough, that I think we ought to give him that opportunity. He's got a family issue. You can't fault anyone for wanting the best for their kids, which is why he's requesting the waiver. I say we give him the waiver, and then once we get down the line where he no longer needs it, we require him to move into the city.
1st Ward Councilwoman Dorcia Pleers and 5th Ward Representative Mark Robinson back Cox.
Anytime there has been an issue in my ward or in the community and I have called on him, he has been responsive and his staff have been responsive. So I will be supporting Chief Cox, and I really feel that the mayor picked the right person for the job.
I think it was a good choice, you know, for our mayor to say, hey, Mr. Cox, you know, you would make a great fit because you're already on the ground running and you already have a pulse of the community. So I will be supporting that.
The full council can vote on the confirmation at either the July 20th or August 3rd meeting. Under existing law, should the council fail to confirm Cox within 45 days of the mayor's nomination, the appointment is considered automatically confirmed. And in Cox's current hometown of Colony, Jonathan Teal was sworn in as new police chief Thursday night, replacing retiring 42-year veteran chief Stephen Hyder, whose last day on the force is Friday. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.